Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Party people, welcome to the Green Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about Monument Point, which is episode 21, season 4 of Arrow. This is our 90th podcast. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it's been 90 episodes already. Cray, cray. 4 years now we've been talking about Arrow. 4 years. 4 long years. Just kidding. Welcome back to the party. For those of you who are our loyal listeners, and also welcome to the new listeners too. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. We are live right now for the next 30 minutes, so you can call in. Our number is 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. Please call in so you can be part of the podcast. We are wrapping up our catch-up Arrow Marathon. Tomorrow we will be talking about Lost in the Flood, which was airing this week on May 18th, 2016. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. So if you're a fan of Arrow, join us. You don't have to be an expert, just be a fan. That number, again, let me give it out one more time. It's 914-338-1036. All right, it looks like we have a caller on the line from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Earth 2. What's up?
What's up? How's it going, Matt?
It's going good. Just chilling, enjoying the podcast tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great episode tonight.
It was good. Week. Yes.
Oh,
it was
my
definitely
God.
Not one of those, you know, dead-end episodes. It was
no,
definitely on
heavy
edge
action.
Every minute. Yeah.
Yes, learning the truth about Genesis, seeing crazy Damian Dark, Brick returned. Oh, my God, I was shocked to see Brick again. Damian Dark is doing no matter what to get every person he knows to join Hive, no matter what, to cause death and destruction to Star City. But why are we getting all these terrorist attacks every season? Can't they make something crazy and big for the end of the season? What's with these dumb terrorist attacks? First, it was Merlin's Glades thing in season one, which
with
was
the earthquake.
Okay, I was fine with. And then Glades came in season two, wanted revenge on Oliver, destroyed the city with the Mirakuru soldiers. And then I did like the Ra's al Ghul storyline, but then he had to do the bioweapon thing with his men on the city. And now the whole half of the, I mean, now Damian Dark wants to cause a flood in the city.
Yeah,
all
everybody wants to wipe out
attacks.
Central, Starling City. Everybody wants to do that. It's Star City now. I keep calling it Starling City.
Star City, yeah.
Yeah, Star City.
Monument Point was a great
episode. All right,
episode.
Cool. So, Matt, let me read the synopsis really quick. This aired on May 11th, 2016, Wednesday, which is on the CW, Monument Point, episode 21, season 4. We've been doing this for 4 years now, Matt.
I know. It's
crazy,
been awesome.
Right?
I called in back, I think, in Trust But Verify.
Oh, yeah.
To get the phone
I think it was
number.
Back then,
I called in. Yeah, like ever since Small Bill Talk ended, I wanted to join a new podcast, so I did all of them with you guys.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Now it's just
all right,
you
so Dark
me.
Begins talking, taking control over the world's nuclear missiles. The team seeks out Felicity's father, Noah, to help disable the Rubicon program. And we know Noah as who? What villain code name?
The Calculator. and
the calculator. Yes. Yep. Dark sends Danny Brickwell and Michael Amar to find and kill Noah, but Oliver and his team are able to rescue him from Dark's men.
That part was
Noah
cool.
Agrees to help, but requires a high powered processor from Palmer Tech. Felicity learns that she has been fired as CEO and is unable to get the processor, forcing the team to break in and steal it. Hive locates the team when Noah hacks into Rubicon. As Hive attacks, Felicity and her father shut down the Rubicon and stop all missiles but one, which launch and heads to Monument Point. Felicity can only redirect it to a less populated town where it detonates. Oliver and Diggle find Dark in a Nexus chamber, gathering more power from all the deaths caused by the explosion. In flashback, Ryder escapes the caves, but Oliver and Tiana steal the idol again. The idol soon begins to affect Tiana. Now let's talk about really quick the flashbacks. What do you think is going to happen to her? Because remember, the last shot we saw of Tiana is her eyes
glowing.
When she goes, Oliver, I can't. And then,
yeah, I know. It got me going. I know we can't talk about this week's episode until tomorrow. But she's going to get corrupted, I think, and too powerful and too consumed. And Oliver will have no choice to kill her, too.
There you go. We got to do what we got to do, right?
Yep, we got to do it because he's coming to terms on the island now with himself, and she got the idol.
That's for sure.
And Ryder is going to come after them for the idol at some point.
He's a non-stop force.
Yeah. It was just crazy with Ryder, especially in the beginning of the season with the flashbacks. Oliver was working for Ryder, and then this whole idol thing is what is giving them this power. I mean, I thought it was something to do with Darkseid, with this whole idol thing that they worship.
Oh, maybe, some people are saying that it might also be Blackest Night, part of the black magic that Blackest Night has.
In season 5,
One article I read about Arrow and the creators is that they're going to go back to their first rule of no magic in season 5. How do you feel about that, Matt?
I think they're going back
to their first rule that they broke.
Yeah, that makes sense because Oliver needs a villain that he can actually fight with, because this season with Damian Dark, he had no chance with Barry.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
This guy is unstoppable.
He's using magic. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
And there's no magic on Arrow at all. Only in other shows like Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, and in the crossovers with Vandal Savage as they did earlier in the season. I don't think they need to do any more magic. I just wonder who the big.
So you're okay to going back with no magic on Arrow?
Yeah, even though there's no more Lazarus Pit, that's okay.
I agree. All right, so I wanted to talk to you about the whole dynamic between Felicity and her father. It was kind of good. I like the scenes between them because it kind of gave like a good father and daughter kind of banter between the two, especially how she did not want anything to do with him.
I know, like especially in the recent episode when he reconnected with him and they're talking as they're breaking him back into Palmer Tech. I did like their fight a bit. That was kind of cute. And then I did like their fight in there. And I just hope at some point they can reconcile their relationship because Noah and Felicity both have a lot in common.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully, you know, sooner or later, you know, that will happen. It was great to finally have that discussion between Oliver and Diggle, how Diggle kind of lied to his wife about how he had to put down his brother.
Yeah.
And I like that scene between the two, between Diggle and Oliver, how Oliver is telling Diggle, dude, don't be like me. Don't lie, you know, because that will eat you away. It'll bottle up. And what'd you think of that scene, Matt?
I thought it was kind of crazy the way he, I thought that was good that he told his friend, best friend, that his brother, that he said, dude, bro, don't lie to your own wife about that you killed Andy. And then when your daughter is grown up, she's going to wonder, hey, daddy, where's Uncle Andy? And because he did introduce Sarah to Andy after things were going to be okay and things turned around. So,
Didn't he stay with him for a while?
Yeah, he did. And then that crazy SOB all of a sudden just betrayed his brother and worked with Dark.
Yeah. I mean, he had to be put down. He was dangerous.
He was psycho dangerous because if he put Sarah in any more danger.
He was using the relationship between him and Diggle, and that was very dangerous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought it was just crazy. All right,
cool.
Matt,
also I wanted to ask you about the collateral damage of that missile hitting that other, you know, low-key area. I mean, wow. This is like the most I've seen of deaths. Remember the agent says hundreds of thousands have already died?
Yeah.
In the explosion.
That was insane.
Wow, this one takes all the cake, including Smallville. I think out of all the deaths, this one's pretty huge, and the effects were great. I mean, when you saw that little small town, and then you see
explosion.
The missile in the background going down, and then huge explosion.
It was great. I thought it was so cool to see that explosion, but sad too to see all those lives taken, and it was just crazy seeing that big explosion. Arrow has gotten above and beyond with these effects these days. It is just so damn cool. Every week, I just can't believe it's ending this week. God, I'm going to miss it.
Next week, it's ending next week. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, I know. I hope Damian Dark dies. I hope Oliver finds a way to kill Damian Dark.
Me too. I hope he's put down, that's for sure.
Yep. And also, I did like the scenes with Thea and Merlin. I thought those were cool. And then Lonnie Legion returned. I mean, why is he keeping on coming back for Dark? Because that's just too much for Anarchy. I do like the guy, though, and he calls Thea Mommy. I thought that was funny.
I'm here, Matt.
You there? Oh, okay. Did you like that part? The way Anarchy called Thea Mommy?
Right.
Hello.
I thought it was a cool episode. Awesome. I can't wait to see what the season finale has in store. Also, the fight scene at the end before the missile launched. I thought that was cool.
The fighting, the choreography. Yeah, I have to be honest. I liked the fighting more on Arrow than what I liked on Civil War. The fighting on it was too blurry. It was too, I don't know what kind of camera they used. But with the Arrow choreography, you could see what they're doing, actually.
Yeah, with Arrow and Flash and Legends of Tomorrow, you can truly see how they're doing the fighting in DC world because
very clear.
I like Civil War, but to me it looked too cheesy. I'm still going to buy it on Blu-ray, but
cheesy. And
it went
are you still
slow.
Up for a Marvel film talk?
Oh, sure.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that after DC Legends. So if you're a fan of DC Legends, we're going to be doing that DC Legends talk right after this one. And then after that, we're going to do Marvel Film Talk, where we're really going to go into Civil War. Because I don't know, man, I was a little disappointed. I kind of think Winter Soldier was a lot better than Civil War.
Because Batman v Superman totally kicked butt. I wish he was in the theater much
longer. Oh my
longer.
Gosh, that's like a different universe. You can't even compare the two.
Like
that movie has so much emotion and heart. When you go see a Marvel movie, it's like a popcorn movie. It's like, okay, we're
I know.
Done.
Marvel
like, okay.
is such a popcorn film. And then when you have to
Total
get up
popcorn.
To go to the restroom, you just go and get up and go to the restroom.
Yeah,
during
you're
the Marvel
not
going to
miss anything. Yeah.
No, not anything important. Like with Falcon, I don't even give a damn about Falcon anymore. He's just so kind of weird. I mean, and Captain America, Winter Soldier, why would you bring in an unknown hero you don't even know? He's not even in the Avengers.
Right?
Only,
I know. Okay, well,
like,
we'll talk more on Marvel Film Talk. I know people are listening, are saying, well, what does this have to do with Arrow? But you can see we're fans of all genres, so join us then. All right, Matt, give us a shout-out as we wrap up Arrow.
Great podcast. I would like to give a big shout-out to my good friends, John and Samantha. They're truly good people and fans of Arrow. They got into it great, and show's awesome. I can't wait to see the end of the season, and I wish we were getting season 5 in the summer, but that sucks.
Wouldn't that be great? It's like nonstop.
Yes. These shows, like every time I'm watching Arrow and it gets close to 9 p.m., I go like, what? It's 8:41 already? It was just so good.
Time goes by
it
fast.
So good. And I do like on how we get a lot more of Merlin when Thea was chasing down with
Even Ron. Thea is tired of him. She's like, just die.
Yeah, she wants to kill her father. I think Thea is going to kill Merlin in the season finale.
Ooh.
At the very,
dun,
very
dun,
end.
Dun.
All
right, we soon shall see.
Yeah, all right, guys.
All right, thanks, Matt. We're going to end our podcast now, so join us tomorrow as we wrap up Arrow with Lost in the Flood. We'll be talking about that. And then the following Wednesday, May 25th, 2016, is the finale of Arrow. On season 4, and it's titled Scheme. All right, have a good night, and peace out. Bye.